Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein, Layla Rahimi,
Sage Rosenfels.
I'm a big fan of having a personality as an offensive coordinator, as an offense in general. So everybody sort of knows who we are, what we're trying to do, and if we work on the plays and the execution, we will have success if we do that. And I feel like the Bears, really since Nagy has been there, they do a lot of things, but I couldn't tell you exactly who they are. They're not really great at anything.
For us, it's going to be good for us and important for us. Overall, I'd say the biggest theme for us would be no panic. For us to be able to, and then for us, you know,
I don't know.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernstein and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Happy Wednesday. I guess I said Thursday. The texters said I said Thursday before when it's Wednesday. My week is all screwed up because I'm off tomorrow, so I'm jumping right from a Wednesday to a Friday. So I guess I've sort of deleted Thursday, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
That hacks the week. That's good job out of you.
Kinda, I guess, yeah. It is Wednesday, and we are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are going to talk Bears. We are going to talk NFL with Mike Florio. Baseball, Cubs, Sox, and the wild card races and MVP races with Cody Decker at 10:25, Midday Midway at 10:40, Hub Arkish at 11, and the ensuing segment where he's going to take your phone calls. So we've got a lot to do. 312-644-6767 is the Score listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Your emails can be sent to Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you can go to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Texting goes to the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure you download the Odyssey app. That way you can stream the Score on your mobile devices. You can check in on Facebook if you like. Twitch is the fun place to hang out. That is twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. That's a video feed. That's a chat that goes on there as everything happens. We've got all these high-def cameras showing us because you want to see us for some reason. Evan Thomas, Connor O'Donnell, Brian Gerch direct that feed. It's Mike Rankin doing all the work today. He's the executive producer today. He is the sound man. And is that the executioner, Ray Diaz, in the back doing the
Brandon
things that he
Fryer.
Does? It's Brandon Fryer. His working. Back was to me. Okay. Hey, Brandon Fryer. So he is doing those things today.
Did you see his shirt, by the way?
I did not.
Brandon Fryer's shirt is awesome. It's a play on the North Face, and it says the South Side. I like it.
Cool.
Yes.
Well, the day yesterday for the Bears was an interesting one. It got real interesting real fast as things are starting to settle in. And I don't gamble. I do look at odds and how they move and what it says and what it means, because I do think that there is some significance to the way people feel about teams and the way odds makers feel about teams. The Bears Super Bowl odds went from 60-1 to 80-1. After one game.
That's That's the equivalent of 0 to 100 real quick.
That's significant. I mean, that really means that there is a changing of the awareness here. And I want to know how the settling in of reality regarding the Bears. I'm not talking about, you know, division and all this stuff and all the small potatoes stuff about, well, you can make the playoffs, you can win the division, whatever. Yeah, maybe that's true. Somebody had to win the East last year. And it's probably some of the teams will be better than we think they are.
How dare you? Also, we could definitely be the new NFC East.
Well, we talk about proximity to a Super Bowl, though, and where this is all going and how that affects who's making these decisions and what these decisions are, it felt like we had sort of a seismic contextual change after one game. It just felt like that. And it could be a complete overreaction, but I'm just trying to pin down what it is we're observing.
I'll tell you what happened. I think that a lot of people nationally had the Bears defense ranked a lot higher than what we saw on the field, even with controlling for the idea that it was Sean McVay and Matt Stafford. When you saw those breakdowns and how they broke down and what the problems were, not just the lack of tackling, just the absolute breakdowns in coverages, I think we all got a real big reality check, especially when it came to the national opinion. By the way, Dan, who should be the Bears quarterback starting going forward?
It's always this segment. It is always our opening segment
on
one of the phony argument shows. And then
this one is Get Up with, I don't know. Yeah, it's Get Up.
It's time to debate things. I'm going to say this and you're going to say that. And then people in an airport are going to eat their McMuffins and watch.
You leave the McMuffin out of this.
Well, I'm just, that's what this programming is designed for. It's for people in airports eating McMuffins.
Man, McDonald's breakfast is the
I know. I'm gonna say nothing. Look, I love McMuffins.
I got distracted. Sorry.
That used to be my breakfast every morning. I used to eat three meals a day at McDonald's when I worked at Channel 2. And my favorite part of my morning was going to the McDonald's on McClurg and getting two McMuffins and two hash browns and a fresh Sun Times, because we got the Tribune at my house. And there was a columnist named Terry Bores, whose work I love to read. And I would pick up a Sun Times. I read, you know, Steve Rosenblum and Terry Bores, and I loved it because I thought that guy was really funny.
Wow! And little did you know what would happen after that.
And then I would eat lunch at McDonald's, and then sometimes get McDonald's before I took the train home. Because it was there. It was a really good McDonald's. I don't even know if it's still there. But the McClurg McDonald's was just, the quality control there was always just tremendous. So the Bears watched film. The Bears had to sit through that Bears game, which is, that's the punishment. You play like garbage, you have to watch a Bears game.
Make them watch it twice,
slowly.
Like I did with that one preseason
yes,
game.
They have to watch it slowly. And I love the comments that Tashaun Gipson, who T-Gip, as we call him, this is how he described the experience.
You know, the film session was hard. It was tough, man. It was a lot of ugly plays out there. It was truly a lot of ugly plays out there, man, on every level. But, you know, as a secondary, man, it's just, you know, the spotlight is always on you. You know, if they give up a touchdown, you're going to know exactly who gave up that touchdown. So obviously it was a little harder for us on the back end, and obviously it came down to us.
And I think you said something to the effect of sometimes the film, you watch the film and it isn't as bad as you thought it was. And this was.
When you go to film on Monday, sometimes it's not as bad as you think. When you have a great game, sometimes it's not as good as you think. Today, it was as bad as it looked on Sunday.
Good.
Like, I love the realness from Tashaun Gipson. I already was watching him in preseason, and I knew that he was, you know, doing things, coming up. The quotes are just as good.
Yeah, he wasn't really the guy making news yesterday. There's a newcomer to the Bears who said some things we're not used to Bears players saying. Not after one game, and it's usually not until they leave town. He said the kind of thing that you hear from a guy after he's already left town, but he hasn't left town yet, and it didn't stop him from saying that. We'll bring that to you next on The Score.
You know, it's just one of those type of days where, you know, the film is, when you go to film on Monday, sometimes it's not as bad as you think, and when you have a great game, sometimes it's not as good as you think, but today was bad as it looked on Sunday.
All right, good. We'll watch it again, if that's your punishment for being bad. That's T. Gip, as Matt Nagy calls him. That's one side of the ball. On the other side of the ball, we had some thoughts from Marquise Goodwin, who was added in the offseason to bring sprinter's speed to that wide receiver core along with Damiere Byrd. And they have all this speed. They didn't use any of the speed. So having the speed is different than using the speed. So listen carefully to some pointed comments here. This is criticism of game planning and strategy by Marquise Goodwin talking about how they attacked Jalen Ramsey and others.
As you mentioned, he's a unique player, all pro, pro bowler, instinctive, like especially in short spaces. And, you know, us not running past 10 yards, that fell right into his hand, I feel like. It's challenging, but, I mean, you just got to work with what you're getting. Again, I don't control the plays that are called. I don't control anything but just going out there and doing my job. And, you know, I just do it the best that I know how. Fast.
Uh-oh.
Dude.
Uh-oh.
And I covered Marquise when he was at Texas, and we always appreciated his candor in interviews, but it was never that candid. I love it. I absolutely loved it.
That's a brand new wide receiver calling out the game planning after one game. Like, what are we doing?
Good.
So you played right into the hands of a Pro Bowl player by not testing him down the field. Now, maybe Matt Nagy would say, hey, Marquise, step in my office for a second.
I don't know. He didn't talk to Eddie Jackson after not making a tackle that cost a touchdown.
And have Nagy say, you know we can't block any of this stuff, right, Marquise? You know, I'd love to send you downfield. We don't have time to get you open. We just don't. Not with Andy there, because Andy can't move away from anybody. Now, if we put Justin in, maybe we move the pocket, roll him out a little bit, let him step up, change the launch point, and maybe, you know, get you going on a double move or something like that. But not until then, because right now, you know, I'd love to do it. We just can't. Sorry. Thanks for coming. See ya.
But you don't say that unprovoked. There had to have been more to that.
He can't be the only one thinking it. You know he's on the sideline going over to Mike Furry or somebody going, hey, what are we doing here?
That's the thing. And not just that, but they studied Jalen Ramsey for how long, right? You study tape. You had how many weeks to prepare for that mess of a game? And to me, I'm sure there was a discussion that took place between Goodwin and the team, or at least trying to figure out what he was going to do in free agency, what they wanted to do with him. So you'd think that was discussed beforehand. You don't come out and say that unless there's a reason.
Unless you feel like you signed here to do something and then they decided in the first game to not let you do it.
I got a little bit of a Thad Young vibe when I heard that.
Ooh, good call.
Like, Marquise is 30.
But Thad didn't really say it until after Boylan was gone. That's the difference.
Yeah, well, no, Thad, remember there was an issue talking about minutes and how many minutes Thad was supposed to get?
Minutes, yes, but it was about his role. It was after he left, he said, standing in the corner shooting threes.
I'm here to tell you that was during.
Okay.
And we talked about it when I was working at NBC Sports Chicago, and the idea of Thad. That said, at one point, and Joe Cali talked about it too, and then so did KC, that the execution of the personnel was different than what we saw, what he was led to believe. I'm not saying that it's that bad.
If we've reached the point of Boylan comps, I'm gonna get the score microwave and put my head in it.
Our goals for the season are to make the playoffs.
Have we seen this movie? It wasn't that. To me, it was a different set of eyes coming in and looking at something and saying X, Y, and Z. And Allen Robinson has bitten his tongue about a lot of things. And the most, I think, revealing comment we got from him was to Chris Collinsworth in the offseason talking about the two different playbooks for Foles and for Mitch Trubisky. But that was just some real talk from Marquise Goodwin. He's talking strategy there. That's not even personal.
Us not running past 10 yards, that fell right into his hands. You got to work with what you get. I don't control the plays that are called.
Whew. I mean, it also confirms everything that everyone who's a fan thinks about this offense.
Well, you just almost had a Freudian slip there and said defense. Because that's the bigger problem. And that's where the focus began this morning with Mike Lombardi talking to Mully and Haw, and these are what you call no uncertain terms.
You have to be honest with yourself. I mean, I think the biggest concern that I had going into the Bears season, everybody focused on quarterbacks. I kept saying, are they any good on defense? I mean, they might be the most overrated defense in the league. Everybody thinks they're good on defense, but are they? I think that's the fundamental question Bears fans have to ask. I mean, before you unravel the quarterback mystery, are they good enough to win defensively? And I think what you have to do as an organization is at before the season starts, and certainly after the first game, to sit down and say, how do we play a game to win the game? Like, what do we have to do to highlight our strengths? What are our strengths? And then formulate a game plan around that.
Michael, we heard from Matt Nagy on Monday saying he did not talk to Eddie Jackson, Tayshaun Gibson after both safeties failed to touch the receiver at the 12-yard line who went in to score. And we talked about how that could be with the four-hour flight home and why he waited so long. And today we're hearing from Marquise Goodwin, who's questioning the play calling publicly. It sounds like a new player kind of challenging, saying things that you kind of surprising to hear from a new player. Is it too early for leadership concerns at Hallis Hall? Do you think that this is a season that does Matt Nagy need to kind of reassert control over things there?
Well, why is anybody surprised he didn't say anything? I mean, he's too busy looking at his play sheet. I mean, seriously, he's an offensive coordinator, you know? I mean, like, seriously, like, that's what I keep complaining about. When I come on this radio show, I talk about it, that he's looking like he's playing Madden. I mean, that's another example of it. I mean, like, seriously, you're the head coach of the team. Your two guys don't even tag the guy off, and you don't even go over to him and talk to him or address it. You know, like that's – it's called leadership. Like, you only are going to get what you demand. You know, you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. You know, and you can't just be the offensive play caller. You got to be the structure of the game, the chief figure out officer. And if you're not willing to have confrontation with the players are going to walk all over you. They're going to walk all over you, and you've got to be able to demand. That's why the NFL head coaching position is as much about leadership as it is about play calling. Mike Tomlin leads. You think Mike Tomlin wouldn't have walked over and said something to those two cats? Huh? Think about it. I mean, answer your question that way. Instead, you know, would Bill Belichick have said nothing to the guy? Of course not. Would Bill Parcells have said, oh, thank you. No worries. I got it. I'm going to look at my play sheet. Come on. Like, that's just not how you operate. That's not leadership. Leadership is demanding. Like, hey, guys, I mean, you say, well, they knew they should have tagged. No, they didn't. They didn't touch him.
This is an ongoing theme, and it gets back to what I'm sure Hub Arkish will mention once again, because, you know, both of us noted that Hub, one game into the season, wants Matt Nagy to give up play calling for this same reason.
Significant, too, given the source, because Hub, I think, is always the voice of reason and is closer to the franchise. But for him to say that, too, and we see the glaring, obvious cases in the game where being the offensive coordinator and being the head coach conflict. The 4th and 15, once again. And having to make that decision, you know Matt Nagy's going to lean offense. I understand you didn't think the defense couldn't get a stop, but once again, those are things that you ask a head coach, and it's almost like we've acquiesced too. Like, we say, we talk to him like he's the offensive coordinator too, and not the head coach necessarily.
He's too busy looking at his play sheet.
That was pretty solid. But it's true. Why don't you talk to Eddie Jackson after that play, immediately after, during the game?
And I've always thought, and this is and this is crystallizing as a thought for me as time has gone by, that I think from Monday to Saturday, Nagy's pretty good at the job. I think he's good at, generally good at managing the media. I think he's good at running everything in the facility, all of it. But the problems on game day, you can separate the play calling from the head coaching if you want. Obviously, some of this presumes that you don't, because we presume a zero sum here, that the more your nose in the play sheet, the less your head coaching.
But during the game, yes.
The what happens during games is an issue. Whether it's sequencing and play calling and not seeing what's happening in front of you and adjusting accordingly, or what that takes away from bigger picture stuff, lose the forest for the trees kind of thing, where he seems to be pretty good at holding everything together and running the business of the football team and being asked to be all the things that Ryan Pace is not because of what he's abdicated to some nebulous galaxy brain that occurs there. But the stuff that happens during games gets offensive after a while.
Here's the other piece of this that I think we overlook is the idea that we haven't had a lot of those moments in games to talk about Matt Nagy's head coaching decision making. We don't talk about clock management. We don't talk about crucial decisions made on downs. We don't talk a lot about the chart. And I think the chart maybe because he's made decisions that we seem to agree with, go for two and what happens there. But when it comes to head coaching decisions, like clock management, like the fourth and 15, he hasn't had many of those opportunities to be criticized. Now, whether or not that's a good thing depends on the actual game. But a lot of times it's because they're not in the position to win.
And yet our memory bank does remember what happens on a fourth and one with a jet sweep action to the short side of the field, or Mr. Trubisky stepping out of bounds, or the number of third or fourth down plays where the ball doesn't travel the proper distance or the receiver isn't running a route past the line to gain.
Right. And if you're gonna be aggressive and you're gonna start to go for it on fourth down and you think your offense is either good enough to move the chains or your defense can't get stops, those are the plays where we're gonna see things, but very rarely is it in a fourth quarter situation where the indictment becomes upon the head coach and the game decision itself. So that's why I think this is pretty interesting, is because this is a different lens of seeing Matt Nagy.
I don't want to let myself spiral too much about the overall health of the Bears and where they are relative to the cap and the horrible money that they've spent on an aging defense.
Just wait until next year.
Well, and I'm just thinking like through this week, like short term, they cannot lose to the Bengals. They can't. They can't, right?
It's week two.
It's week two. Am I wrong?
Of a 17-game season.
But am I wrong, though? Like, think about it. We're already, the way this team is being discussed and what we're saying already is, it feels like we're on the edge of something. If they lose at home to Cincinnati, we're in a world of deep doo-doo here, right?
We're just in for a really long fall.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Maybe I want the chaos because I'm like, I kind of see it in the opposite lens. I kind of tend to see it as, well, if stuff is going to get exposed, then rip the Band-Aid off.
I get it. I do. And that is even different from the quarterback piece of all of it. Mike Florio has NFL thoughts, a lot going on across the league that he covers. And he will join us in just a couple of moments on The Score.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.